All right, we will move to our poll setter for the 2018 AAA 400 Drive for Autism. Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 DC Solar Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing. This is Kyle's fifth career pole and the first pole for Chevrolet since the Daytona 500. So, Kyle, obviously you guys showed a lot of speed this weekend, and you've kind of led the charge for the Chevrolets all season long. Do you feel that this is kind of a turning point for your team this year, and how do you feel about carrying that qualifying speed into race trim?
Our team's been working really hard to make our cars better and better, and you know, each race we've gone to, you know, they've been excited about the race cars that they've brought to the track because they've, you know, been steps, you know, in the right direction of, you know, more downforce, whatever. So, you know, it's cool to see, you know, paying off with us getting a pole, and, you know, still a long weekend left, but, yeah, you know, starting up front's a very important thing here. It can get tough to pass and all that. So, you know, they made the car a lot better throughout the three rounds. The first round I was really loose, landing into the corner. And then the second round I was kind of opposite and really tight. And then, the third round they kind of hit it right in the middle and, you know, was able to have a good balance, to run even faster for the third round. So I'm happy about that and looking forward to practice tomorrow, get some laps in race trim and see what we got for Sunday.
All right, we'll start up front with Lee.
You've really been remarkable here in your first eight starts, but going back to this race last year in those final three laps, what have you done as far as restarts go to figure out how to get the best jump, what you need to do? I mean, have you kind of replayed that in your head, and what's your best defense going into Sunday?
Yeah, we've been close to winning a couple races here. You know, one where I was chasing Matt and just couldn't quite get by him. Then last year we had, you know, the fastest car at the end of the race and got beat on the last restart by Jimmy. And yeah, so I mean, restarts on the front row has been somewhere I've always struggled and worked really hard to try and get better at that, and feel like I've gotten better. You know, two races I won last year were off restart wins, you know. So yeah, that was you know, I feel like each time I've lost on a late restart or any time I've lost, it doesn't matter, restart, whatever. Yeah, I learn from it and try and get better. So I don't know if I'm in that same position on Sunday if I'll win or not, but I definitely know I'll be better.
Is there anything that you've learned on dirt you can apply to asphalt as far as restarts go? Reaction time, anything?
Restarts with the World of Outlaws are way tougher than restarts in NASCAR. Those guys are extremely aggressive, you know, on a double file restart. You know, we're NASCAR, we're aggressive, but I feel like I'm by far the most aggressive on a restart where, you know, I kind of blend in the field when I'm with the Outlaws on a restart. So racing, I haven't got to race a World of Outlaw race in a while, but anytime I, you know, and I'll get to start racing here soon, but I always feel like, you know, racing that stuff makes me way better when I come back to this stuff for restarts, just because I learned so much from that.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. This is your first pole on a track less than 2 miles, albeit one was a road course. But do you consider this an important milestone for you and the team?
Not necessarily. You know, we got the pole at New Hampshire last year and got it taken away. So, no, I mean, I've always qualified well at a lot of racetracks now the last year, 2 years. So I don't know. It doesn't matter. I think we've just gotten better and better each time we've came here. You know, I think I've qualified in the top five here just about every time I've been here. So it's nice to finally get a pole. There's other racetracks that I've qualified well at that I haven't gotten a pole at. I don't know. I don't know if it's a milestone or anything like that.
Any more questions for Kyle? Go back to Lee, and then we'll go to Kelly next.
Can you talk about playing in the Pro-Am this week? And I'll have a follow-up. Thanks.
Yeah, the Pro-Am I got to play in this week at Quail Hollow on Wednesday was my first ever Pro-Am, and was a lot of fun. I was extremely nervous, way more nervous than I can remember being for anything else. On the driving range, I mean – 5 days before the event, every time I thought about it, I'd get my heart rate up. But I was able to, I was super nervous the first tee box and was able to hit it right down the fairway. So after that, I calmed down quite a bit. I actually hit the ball, you know, really good for me. I'm like an 18 handicap. So, I hit the ball really good. I didn't putt very good, so I shot a 91. So that was, just a stroke or two off my handicap. But, I was happy with it, and definitely one of the coolest experiences I've ever been a part of.
You've just started playing the last couple of years, correct?
Yeah.
And you've kind of become somewhat of a fan of the sport.
Yeah, no doubt. I love golf. I've gotten more and more into it. You know, as each week passes by, I become more obsessed with it. And, you go in my motorhome or at home, and my TV's always set on the Golf Channel. I golf probably two or three times a week now, just trying to get better. You know, I've only been playing for about 2 years, and it's not any fun being the worst one out of the group of friends you play with. So the last 6 months or so, I've gotten better than some people that we play with, which is nice. So I still have a lot of room to improve, and I feel like I am improving, but just got to keep working at it.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Kyle, you said on Fox you never felt like, or you've never said you felt like your team's been behind with the new Camaro, but have you had any kind of feel for what the Chevrolet camp as a whole has been going through? Because you've been carrying the banner, but most drivers keep saying, well, we're making progress. Any idea what kind of the battle has been like?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, our team hasn't once, I feel like, been stressed out about the new Camaro or like, ah, oh, this is different than the, SS or whatever. So nothing's felt different for our team. You know, I feel like for the most part, we've been just as fast at the mile and a half stuff, intermediate stuff, as we were with the old car. Phoenix, we were way worse than we've been there, but I don't think that was a Camaro issue. I think that was a different issue. Even Richmond, I think that was a separate issue. It wasn't a Camaro issue versus SS. I think it was just a setup issue that we had going on. I don't know what other people and teams are battling. I think balance wise, I feel exactly the same as what I did, last year. So, it hasn't been an issue to us. I feel like speed wise, we're close to where we were. I think, the Stuart Haas team has been, the Ford in general has been a lot better than they were in the past. Or not in the past, but since, last year. So I think that's probably where we kind of look like we're struggling, but I don't think we're really struggling.
His sport as you are at yours.
Yeah, that's the first time I played with like a actual pro. I mean, in our golf guys here, we have a pro, but he's not really a pro. He sells golf clubs, but, just to get to play with him and see how good they hit the ball every single time is amazing. And, he gave me a couple pointers, which helped a little bit. And that was nice. He did a great job as our pro. Talking to us quite a bit. He just had a baby a month ago, baby boy, so we talk about family a lot. It was just very relaxing out there on the golf course, and all the fans there didn't really bother me at all either. So it was just cool to get to play with him and get to experience the whole thing.
All right, any more questions for Kyle? Nope. All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.